Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
We purposefully played that rejoin because we want to build up the bad blood. I can hear Steve Ivey, the swole cracker, getting more swole right now as he listens to Jeff Linder of the Wyoming Cowboys promote this show. Well, we had a relationship with him before with UNC, Steve, so okay. But we had to get you pumped up, man. We got to get you fired up. It's a big one tonight. Do we have Steve? No, we don't! That is the universal sound for we do not have Steve. Steve Ivey, the swole cracker. we're going to get him in a minute here. I love that. Do we have Steve? Beep, 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 beep. Steve's awesome. We played a rejoin with Jeff Linder. I don't even know that it landed now. I don't know that he heard it. But we're going to see here if we could get him on. It was a big Friday night. Of course, CSU lost. Steve was cut off, he said. Did Jay Dean commit the mortal sin of, because I've done that before. Steve, did you even hear the rejoin? Did the joke, did the pump up thing, did it land?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Brady.
Steve, we played a, Jay Dean did this, it's his fault. We played a rejoin with Jeff Linder from the Wyoming Cowboys. I wanted to get you pumped up, man. This is a big game tonight.
It is huge. It's a really exciting day when you get a game between these two teams, both playing very, very well. And as you pointed out earlier, this is the battle for second place right now, but this could very well be a meaningful game in terms of a battle for first place, as both teams have been playing very, very well up to date.
There's been trash talk on Twitter about this one, right? We've been going back and forth on this one and who's going to dominate. I was really hoping CSU would bring in, that pretty much flawless record, save for San Diego State, into this one. But unfortunately, it was not their night Friday. A lot of things they just couldn't get figured out against UNLV. They are going to have to be night and day difference between the Rams team we saw on Friday to what we hope we see tonight.
The UNLV game was a huge disappointment for all of us Ram fans. UNLV came in and just beat them up, had a great performance by Bryce Hamilton, but it was also just an outstanding physical display. And it looks like UNLV looked at the San Diego State tape against CSU. San Diego State basically beat up CSU in the paint. UNLV did the same thing on the glass and scoring at the rim. It wasn't just Bryce Hamilton. It was a very physical affair, and UNLV pushed CSU around. I'm sure Wyoming will try and do the same thing tonight.
Steve, talk to us about Wyoming. What scares you when you look at this team? They have some players. Narrowly escaped the Air Force game the other day, but they have some studs. Obviously, Grammy K is pretty good at what he does, and there's been a lot of Twitter chat about him and David Roddy matching up against each other.
Yeah, EK is more than pretty good, Brady. He's a very good player. Sophomore, blew out his knee in high school, was very under-recruited, but a very talented player. 6'9", 250 pounds, very physical, very effective around the rim. But, Wyoming is basically, Linder has figured out a really good formula to get two guys, EK and Hunter Maldonado, basically running ISO ball with those two guys. And whichever guy is working, and sometimes both guys are working, but whatever guy is working, they will go after CSU with the guy that they think is creating the biggest mismatch. And then if you try and double team them, they got shooters galore. They got two or three guys that can fill it up from three, and it's a wonderful formula. Linder is really good at recruiting to his system. That is a very well-put-together team at Wyoming. It'll be a big challenge for the Rams tonight.
Are you surprised that Linder has grown this program already? Just what, is this just his second year? I mean, my goodness, this program's already a top team in the conference.
A little bit surprised it happened so quickly. Not surprised that he has done it. He did a heck of a job at UNC. And, if you look at it, He lost a player this year to Texas A&M, who was the best freshman in the Mountain West last year. those guys, he and EK would have ended up at UNC. Can you imagine UNC if he had added those two guys to that program? He's a very, very good recruiter in terms of identifying talent, not just talent, but talent that fits his system. And that, in the long run, is the most important quality for building a program quickly.
And we're talking to Steve Ivey, the Swole Cracker with Ram Nation. He knows his basketball. Got a chance to watch UNC play with him last week against Weber State. Unfortunately, the second half wasn't how we wanted it to go, but that was still fun to watch basketball with you, my friend. Do you see any, like, everybody but Isaiah Stevens really struggled in that game against UNLV? That's been one of the main things about CSU is, hey, there's two stars are great, but they also have the depth. I don't see another situation where nobody else really can get it going in a game like we saw against UNLV.
Yeah, I think that, I think we're hoping it's an aberration, but we didn't see a heck of a lot of contributions. Even David Roddy had a rough game. He was struggling. He was getting worked over physically and not getting a lot of help from the officials. Every time he cut through the paint, he was taking a shoulder, a little mild forearm or whatever. And to be honest with you, I don't think he handled it real well. I think he got a little frustrated, and that's one of the things about being a great player. You get targeted. He usually handles it really well. I would expect he's going to see similar behavior from Wyoming today, and I would expect to see a little bit different kind of performance out of David tonight.
It's going to be a fun one. Steve, what do you think? Do the Rams take care of business up in Wyoming tonight?
Well, the Rams are 16-2, Brady, and I got to say I'm 16-2 when I pick games that CSU plays. I would never pick against this team. I think it's going to be a really, really good matchup. CSU went up there twice last year and won. The one on a last-second layup by Kendall Moore. The other, they won by about 8. I think they match up pretty well. I'm dying to see how they handle Maldonado. I think that's kind of, probably the key, and if they can get the ball out of his hands before he gets to his spots down low. But all in all, I like the Rams tonight.
I can't wait for this one. I've been looking forward to it for a very long time, and I think we would forget a little bit, at least, about that UNLV game if the Rams can take care of business tonight against Wyoming. Steve, appreciate you, man. Always look forward to catching up with you. We'll talk Friday about this one and the San Diego State game as well. Some big games coming up.
We got the big San Diego State game coming. Obviously, this is a huge week. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick, it just came out on Twitter. Isaiah Stevens of CSU has made the top 10 finalists for the Bob Cousy Award as the best point guard. And he is the only non-Power 5 guard to be nominated out of the top 10. So what a tremendous honor. I think you know he's my favorite player. I love the way the guy plays, and what a tremendous honor to be considered one of the top 10 point guards in the world of college basketball.
And when that game was over, to everybody, it wasn't over to Isaiah Stevens on Friday. That guy just kept going. I love watching him play, too. Steve, love your work, man. Love your cup of coffee that you can get at Ram Nation as well. You keep up the good work. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks, Brady. We'll talk to you.
All right, man. 10 minutes till the top of the hour, Jadeen. We're busting through clocks like nobody's ever done before today. We do need to take a quick break and wrap up the show on the other side. We'll get to what's on TV. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.